One picture of her, I think that's it.
We should have brought all those things back up here to go through them with Grandma. She would know much
see,
better.
You're going away tomorrow. Isn't she beautiful?
Who's
that is my oldest sister. Sprinza was her name. Sprinza. She had five children, they all perished.
She's beautiful.
My sister, what do you call her in English?
Stephanie, I suppose.
Okay. And how do you spell? Was she the eldest of all the of all?
She was the eldest of all my sisters.
And her name was
Sprinza.
S.
And this is my second sister, but that's not a good picture. That's a blown up picture, and it was spoiled in the blowing up. She's very beautiful.
And who is this?
This is my sister. She's first, this one is second, then there was a brother, and I'm fourth.
Okay. What was your, what is the sister's name?
Sadie.
Sadie? And then
I have pictures of her with the family, and I send them all away.
Your sister, Sprinza,
yeah,
was married, and her whole family was lost in the war.
Lost, wiped out. And the house burned down. And they buried money in the ground, and that was found by the Nazis. They took that, and then the county took the land. I wrote to them, and that's what they answered me.
Who's the county?
Like a sheriff of a county.
Oh, okay.
They took the land.
When do you know when Sprinza was born? She had to be born.
Well, I tell you. This one was 5 years older than myself. This one would be 2.5 years old, 7.5 years older than myself.
What was his sister's name, the second one?
Sadie.
Sadie.
We're trying to remember that.
And in Yiddish it was Simcha.
Sadie?
Simcha, Sadie. Yeah. Like Simcha, the same thing.
The same thing?
Simcha.
And then was your older brother?
Max, only one brother.
Max. Good name, it sounds wonderful. It's a good, strong name.
Max was a literary genius, but he didn't get any help from anybody. He didn't do much with his life.
He was a year older than you?
2.5.
What did he stay in Europe, or did he come over here when you came?
No, Max lived. He must have died. Let me see. He has a daughter in Long Island. She lives now in Florida, and he must have died in Pittsburgh. He lived and died in Pittsburgh.
That's amazing. When do you know when that was? Was it when Dad?
Before you were married.
Before my mother was married.
No, before you were married. He only died a few years ago.
Well, why wouldn't mother? Did mother know he lived in Pittsburgh?
Yes. He was the kind of a person that, for instance, he wanted to come and live with me. And I had my hands full. I thought Grandpa was all I could look after. And so I discouraged him. So I think Judy would discourage him too. He drove up a couple of times.
Did he?
But she discouraged him.
Gosh, I don't remember. Okay, you were the pillar of the family, and then you had you had four sisters?
My sisters, I can write out.
Okay.
You have the oldest one.
Yeah.
Sprinza, eh?
Yeah.
Then comes Sadie.
Yeah, then Max.
Then Max, then myself, then comes Frida.
Frida, okay.
Frida, then Ray.
R-A-E.
R-A-Y.
R-A-Y.
Her son is a famous sports writer, and he sometimes uses her name as a byline.
What's her son's
name? Ray Minter. He is Isaacson.
He changed his name?
No, it was my sister's married name.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
Isaacson. He's a sports writer and a sports promoter, and he also puts on shows. He's a Gantzmacher, but very hard to take, a real genius.
Yeah.
Very sure. Hard to take.
His sister is Vivian.
Yeah, Vivian's brother, and she's so worried about him.
How many children did Ray have?
She had three. There's one living in New York, Jack Isaacson.
Okay, we got Sprinza, Sadie, Max, you, Frida, Ray. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
then
6.
Then comes Anna's a twin sister to Ray. Anna.
A-N-N-A.
Yeah, she's in a nursing home now. And after Anna comes Ruth, who lives in Lakewood, New Jersey.
For some reason, I don't know these letters. I know Frida.
You mean that's the record of what I'm saying now?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It's easier for me just to take these little notes than to have to write things out, because if I don't remember, or if I don't have memory of like Aunt Frieda, everything you say about Aunt Frieda, I remember that, because I know who Aunt Frieda is. Yeah. But I have so much trouble, for instance, with Ray, and she was married to Isaacson. I can't remember all that. Yeah. And little anecdotes about the kids, unless I go over them and over and over again, I can't learn it, and I want to learn.
I'll show you a picture of Frieda taken with Ray's daughter, and they look alike.
Who, Frieda and Ray's daughter. Vivian.
Yeah.
Does Vivian sound like Aunt Frieda also?
Vivian is a very nice person. I get lovely mail from her.
Oh, I meant her voice inflection, her tones.
No, I wouldn't think so. She has wonderful children.
Did, you know, when your mother came to America around 1910, she brought, looks like a whole bunch of people. Did she bring Sadie and Max too?
Sadie and Max came before mother.
Okay.
They came with father. And father went back to bring back the rest of the family with whatever money he could raise on the land and the properties.
Yeah.
There was a house and land was in several places. One was a wooded section, and I don't know how much he was able to sell, because when the war broke out, people were not buying.
I'm afraid that's what's going to happen here. But so when your mother came over, she brought the five of you, five girls.
A lot of money, which was worthless. It became worthless.
What, Polish money?
Austrian
money?
You see, this is the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, where we lived, and that was broken up during the First World War. And then Austrian money became worthless because each country had its own money, printed its own.
Same thing, when they broke up Austria-Hungary.
Yeah. So her money became worthless.
Yeah.
I gave you some of it.
Yeah.
You still have it?
Yeah, I have like a little envelope.
Yes.
Yeah. And it reminds me of what happened to the German, what was it, Mark, in World War II? It wasn't worth anything, was it? Anyway, your mother, she brought you and Frieda and Ray and Anna and Ruth, and everybody came.
She didn't bring me. I was brought on father's instruction by a neighbor. A neighbor was going to the United States, and he took charge of me and brought me. He also had a big family, and we were a chummy with the children. We, you know, went to school together. So I was brought to...
You were lucky enough to get out before World War I started. Yes. And how about Frieda?
Frieda also came. Let's see, how did Frieda come? Frieda came with Mama, afterwards.
With Ray, Anna, and
Mama brought the four youngest children.
That was after World War One.
After father died.
And that was probably around 1920 that they came.
I suppose.
But you were already married by then?
Yeah.
Because mom was born, my mother was born in 1922, and Irving was born about
1914,
same year dad was born.
I was married in 1913.
Irving was born a year later, in 14.
Your father was born
1914 in October.
Yeah. So they see a lot of each other in the winter?
In the winter only. When dad goes down, dad must go down to Naples. Irving's place is somewhere near there. Because in Naples it's very exclusive. It's very high class.
That's cool.
And it's comfortable for him, which I think is nice.
By the way, Melvin Pollack is very unhappy because their father has nothing to do with the family.
I know, we're remedying that situation.
Hmm?
We're remedying that situation. Melvin Pollack's going to give dad a call. That's all getting taken care of.
I understood that.
Dad was very upset for a while. After mother died, he was unkind to everybody. But he's not that way. Now, you know, you're quicker than I am. I forgot to ask about Shia's family, and there was Ferdinand, who was Shia the eldest or the?
Yes, I imagine. I don't know really.
And he had Ferdinand as a brother, and he had a second brother, who was from Baia Bullets.
Biala, Biala Bilitz. That means that there were two cities on it. Well, that's all I can remember, that's where they came from.
Okay. But there was he had two brothers.
Yeah.
And do you remember your grandma, you wouldn't remember your first grandma, you'd only remember...
No,
you
no.
only remember the lady
first grandma
he married.
I never saw, I don't think. And the second one, I didn't consider a grandma, you know.
Because she didn't father her mother, Yitzhak, her father. There were so many
But
many
I
people.
Was friendly with her son. And he lived in Newark. And I used to see him sometimes and talk about his mother. But he resented because she remarried and came to live in the United States. But I used to see him sometimes, he was very nice.
And the lady who married Shia, I guess, has passed away. She would be awful.
I wouldn't keep too much track of that.
She would be about 125 years old.
No. If she was 40 and he was 72, there was a difference of 30 years at least between them.
So
even if she died at the same time, she wasn't terribly old.
She died, or he died in 19... It was after mother was born.
Yeah. He must have died long before your mother was born.
Oh, really?
Long before.
Because that would, if he did die long before mother was born, that would date... He was alive when you came to America in 1910.
What funeral? Yes, he must have been, otherwise I would have gone to the funeral. Yeah, he must have been alive. Of course he was alive, because I used to act as I used to talk to his children and ask them to write to him and not neglect him.
So
his sons.
If he passed away in 1920, for instance, that would put our family knowledge back to 1820, which
say,
is...
say if my father passed away in 1915 or 1916,
okay,
then he must have been dead a long time before that, his father.
Just, but you came here in 1910 and he was still alive.
Yes. Yes, but he must have
died sometime in
between. Sometime after he came?
He must have died just some time before the war broke out. Okay. Father must have missed him. He didn't go to the funeral, he went to bring his family back.
I would put it back around 1910, which is interesting because Uncle Melvin has been working for, my Uncle Melvin down in Pittsburgh's been working for about 5 years or 7 years on that family tree, longer than that.
You should talk to me when I'm full.
Should I?
When I'm ready to
talk. Well, I'll talk to you.